Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Hello, everyone. This is Judy, and my computer is not working, so I'll be right back with you. I guess there won't be a meditation today. Hold on. It's going to be a great show. Bye. that. Hello and welcome everyone to Jazz Up Your Life with Judy. This is your host, Judy Anderson. And today my co-host, well, he's always with me, but today he is really with me because weren't you excited, Simba, when you heard that Kelly's going to be on and we're all going to be talking and learning about animals? And he says, I already know everything about animals. And our guest today is Kelly Hampton. She has become an internationally renowned as the founder of Star Healing Intergalactic Energy. As a gifted spiritual teacher, medium, and channel, she has 3 books, Into the Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, and 2012 and Beyond, The Truth from Archangel Michael, and The Book of Animals, Healing Wisdom for the Animal Kingdom from Archangel Michael. And they all continue to bring her work to a worldwide audience. She presents certification in several ascended Palladian healing systems. She's also the founder of Dominion, the new astrology system from Archangel Michael for our new earth and ascended spaces for creating abundance through our homes. She leads sacred journeys globally, and her popular Consciously Co-Creating podcast are aired regularly and also on iTunes and other social platforms. So welcome our guest today, wonderful Kelly Hampton. Welcome, Kelly.
Thanks, Judy. Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me back.
That's my pleasure, my pleasure. I'm glad we can do this special show. That your topic is Mother Earth, Animals, and Ascension. What a fascinating topic. Very fascinating topic. So, Kelly, please, share a little bit about your background. There may be people on the show that have never heard you before. Could you just share a bit about your background?
Well, sure. I'm happy to do that. Pleased and honored, really. I didn't always do the work that I do now, but I have been, you know, I am what I guess I'd call myself a professional light worker, or we could all call ourselves different things. But it became my profession maybe about 25 years ago now. From an early age, I had some experiences that were unusual, perhaps, by some standards. And some of those included visitations by Jesus. Master Sananda in the higher realms, as he's referred to. And then early on also I was able to hear guidance from my beloved mother who crossed over when I was a young girl. And so I was, you know, for the early part of my life, my 20s and 30s, I was involved as a creator. And so the very much in the same way, it's just, you know, doing the work I do now, it's still constant acts of creation. So I guess some might say I was kind of hardwired. You know, I'm left-handed. I have a certain part of myself, I guess, more open and active than the other half. As we talked about a little earlier with phone numbers and time, you know, time. And
I have one computer that's not working, and that's why we had no meditation. But we were talking about how technical we are not.
That's right.
Sorry for the interruption.
Retract that. Take it back. We're getting there.
We've advanced.
That's right. We've ascended with our technological
very good, Kelly.
So, as you know, experiences just kept showing up, and I think, you know, some of the most remarkable things, well, besides connecting with souls on the other side, which was quite remarkable, it's still a large part of my work, and whether it's with animals or people, you know, in hindsight, I was shown different things. I was kind of fed different things. I didn't ask for anything, really. I didn't pray and ask about a book to be given or then another book or whatever the case may be. So I was kind of, you know, I was led. I had experiences that, as I, you know, kind of like in training, I would say, you know, I've trained under no one. And, you know, in the earth plane, you know, my training came from a variety of sources, either my mother on the other side, Archangel Raphael early on, Jesus, Master Jesus. Archangel Michael's been a large, prominent influence and force, of course. And then just continuing to open up with, you know, being able to hear guidance from Mother Earth, hear telepathically here, from Mary Magdalene, many guides, many saints, the ocean, the Council of Nine, which are galactic light beings that number, as Michael said, into the millions, if not trillions, who are here to help with our ascension and many things in between. So that's maybe an overview, I guess.
Very good. It's been very interesting. And I've known you, I think, since you first started in the Tower of Summits, and I've seen how you've really grown and expanded. And it's really wonderful to watch my speakers do that. So now we have this animal topic. So, Kelly, where do animals come from, and what's their sole purpose?
Well, today in our time together, I'd like to, you know, share what I know, and some of it will be shared knowing from, you know, different vehicles that were given to me. Other times I might directly reference some of Michael's teachings or directly ask Michael to come through or Mother Earth. So it's been a while since I've presented any, you know, information globally about animals. And, you know, I certainly can't look at the elevation of our planet without acknowledging them and, for that matter, plants. But today we're going to be, you know, spending some of our time anyway to answering some of these questions or sharing what I know, and maybe the listeners will share, you know, as well what their feelings are. So, first of all, maybe just going back maybe for the uninitiated, a soul purpose, before we ask, you know, what are their soul purposes? Every animal is unique just like people are, and there are and have been higher vibrationally coded animals entering our planet, as there have been people for decades. And so when we talk about soul purpose, and that's kind of come to the forefront. Now, Mark, in decades of working with primarily Michael, but other guides, you know, certain things wave through Michael. Like he is the supreme creator of, in many ways. And so by that I mean, years ago, like near about 2012, Michael was inducting everyone into his light army through me and others, I'm sure, but, you know, I'm just talking about my own experiences. And that was sort of and he'll still induct people to serve in his light army. And if we get to that, we can. But so the idea of soul themes and soul purposes, in other words, he wasn't really talking about too much when I first started working with him, or Raphael for that matter. But so soul purposes, as he explains it, soul theme, soul purpose. Of course, animals have soul purposes, and in many cases, it can help you understand them and us, ourselves as human beings, because as Michael explains it, when we're walking on the floor of our home, that's his model for our soul theme, our soul purpose. And we're living it, walking on it, spending earth, the dedicated amount of earth time on it. It gives us deep levels of contentment and joy. And so animals have soul purposes also. So, in fact, if we're taking calls later today and you're interested in what your animal's soul purpose is, I'd be happy to guide you on that or validate what you think you might know or whatever, but they come in different constructs. And so let me give you an example, if I may. Our lovely friend, amigo, he's a cockapoodle, and his soul theme is humanitarian, because I asked him, you know, one day. And so I asked amigo, well, you know, how are you doing this work? So if I just relate this to people too. So some of you have heard this before. My soul theme is healer, teacher, and so how I heal and teach are called my paths. Okay. So animals also have a soul purpose. They have etheric charts like human beings do, of course. And some of the etheric charts, maybe Michael will tell us if there are any differences in animals. I think that in the animal etheric charts or registers. A chart is this particular lifetime, and a register is all of them in combined total of all the lifetimes an animal has lived. It's like, you know, the file in the filing cabinet. So the soul purpose comes from the soul chart. And just to make another point, as all of the world becomes advancing into this fifth dimensional, I would say even a ninth dimensional and beyond frequencies, the way that animals wrote their soul charts like people, they're not going to have dense lessons in them. So if you're listening and if you have an animal that's young, they might not have a soul purpose. They might have a soul mission. And if they do, if they have a soul mission, and sometimes animals and people can have both. So like I'm on a mission from the Pleiades, you could say, for example. So some of the advancing animals can also have a soul mission instead of a soul purpose, especially the really young ones, because, to go over this concept a little bit, when in past, let's say, decades, thousands, eons of time, going way, way back to since, you know, the dawn of creation, I guess, with the first human beings and the first animals on the planet, which, by the way, if you're not familiar with the Book of Animals, Michael tells us they were all rainbow-colored. Rainbow-colored animals.
Mm.
And that allowed them, they were rainbow-colored and multifaceted, and he means by that they were easily able to communicate with multiple galaxies like a diamond. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, yes, and so with that rainbow color means they had spectrum of light rays frequencies within their energy bodies. They were encoded with the energy DNA strands that matched their birth galaxy homes. So part of what the Star Healing Intergalactic System does for animals and people, because there's, you know, we'll be talking about that probably later in the package, but that's part of what the system helps do. It helps return animals and people to re-encode the DNA strands back to the original, right, demise of the time of the dinosaurs, when the demise of the rainbow-colored animals. By the way, as I come to know it, and maybe we have time to explore this too, Judy, is ask Michael what, for the listeners, maybe listeners have questions, what does the kingdom of heaven look like? I mean, I know some of this, of course, but what is it? Those rainbow-colored animals and many of the extinct animals that were on the earth plane, they reside in dimensions outside of the earth plane, right? Something's created, it doesn't just disband.
Mm-hmm.
So many times animals will tell us, too, when we're working with them, oh, I see the blue rhinoceros. And, of course,
Yes, really.
And we haven't even really talked yet about what the life, animal life is in other dimensions. So it is a rich world indeed. So in understanding the soul purpose, it's individual for every animal, and the purpose itself is, again, it can be guiding. It's seen as the first page of this magnificent soul chart in most cases. It's not a soul mission. And even so, if an animal is advanced, if they're a crystalline nature animal, young, if they're a blend, diamond, indigo, blue moon blends, these are vibrational blends, if you've not heard these terms before, they can be blends. Every living consciousness, of course, other than has an agreement, or many agreements, but they have a, we have a reason for being here, right? We chose, animals choose when they come, just like people, when they're going to enter, if they're going to enter, and we all sort of predetermine when we're going to leave. So that's part of what's contained in a soul chart. So the purposes for animals, so back to Amigo. So Amigo, our dog, is from Herculon, and he said that as a humanitarian, I asked him, well, how do you do that? You know, most of the time you're inside the house or we go for a walk or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand. And he told us, and it was shared with us when we did some energy work, that he has healing codes in his paws, the light codes, and every time he takes a step, those that light, those healing DNA codes that Michael talks about, they shoot out in all directions. So all he really has to do is walk down the street.
Hmm.
And he's doing what he came here to do.
Oh, it's kind of like letting your light shine.
Yes, very much. Very much the same. That doesn't, you know, so even the older animals, if you, you know, we all have grace within us. So it's not a matter of, oh, I have a younger dog, he's more powerful. Or no, we're not, we don't have those concepts. We just are sharing. But so the older animals, of course, too, every living thing has a purpose. And one would say, well, isn't our purpose to be love and give love? Yes. Yes, that's a purpose. Oftentimes we all lose sight of it. Animals lose sight of it or have experiences that take them away from it, just like people do. They collect dust, as Michael calls it. They bring lifetimes with them from lifetime to lifetime, some of which is not as dense in matter. Anything that's dense is something that falls outside of love, kindness, contentment, joy, you know, happiness, peace. In some cases, it might involve service or something. So even the elder animals, not just dogs, but of all communities, they all have a reason for being. That's what the soul purpose comes from, the soul chart. And just like people, animals have a dedicated divine blueprint, is the word sometimes used. For what they hope to accomplish in this incarnation and what they're determined to accomplish. So if I can just share something more, you know, move from that for just a second. So there are different kinds of soul themes. They come in different arrangements. I'd like to share just a bit, if I may, what Michael says about wild animal soul chords, because my intent here today, and I'm sure I know Judy's work, we don't just focus on our pets, you know.
Right.
We love our pets, but, you know, there's so much other healing that needs to go forth to all the animals, all the animal kingdom. Michael's quite clear about, gives us clear directive about how he feels about us ingesting animals. He's quite clear about these things. And, of course, we know there's injustices to all kinds of animals, wild as well as domesticated. So just a little bit from the Book of Animals, if I can tie this together with soul cords. So Michael says, clans of leopards, panthers, and jaguars, cougars to some extent, are like in what we refer to as soul groups. So I'm hoping that I'm just moving on from soul theme if I can, to soul groups, if that's okay, Judy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So soul groups are similar to species in some ways, but not all big cats are in the same soul group. Belonging to the same soul group as panthers, jaguars, and leopards means that they have traversed the same spiritual realms together. Imagine that clans or groups of animals have been united to strengthen their heart consciousness by being in a group. And you may begin to understand what he's trying to share. So sometimes when we're talking about people, if we say, oh, am I in his soul family, or your listeners might know of this. The little bit I know about this is, for example, other than what Michael says here, is many times if you find an affinity with someone and you're in their same soul group, you likely were born in the same year they were. I suppose there's exceptions to that, but I haven't come across that myself yet. So to go back to the animals, Michael says, imagine that the groups of animals have been united to to strengthen their heart consciousness. He's saying, some of you have much knowledge of soul groups. Some of you have never heard this before. The benefit of the creation of soul groups, if I can move into this, is twofold. One, it allows for generations after generations of animal life to reconnect on the other side when they make their transfer, which can be incredibly healing. And another benefit, as Michael calls it, is to prepare the animals within the same soul group to remain connected throughout eternity. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It means that jaguars and panthers from all eons of time on Earth are part of the same group, though nothing is separate when we talk about groups. It means that all lions and lionesses, tigers and tigresses, are in the soul group. It also means that those animals within the same group are able, this I think is fascinating, Michael tells us that it also means that animals within the same soul group are able to telepathically understand each other with greater ease. And in most cases, it gives them, 99% of them, great and deep inner peace. You know, it's just the same thing of having, you know, that deep connection of feeling embraced or understood, you know?
Right.
Having characteristics that are alike.
Were you going to read more?
I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
I think I better come up for air.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you want to take some calls, maybe while we're on the topic, if there are callers about what your animal soul themes are, it's not, you know, is it going to change? You know, let's see. Even if you don't need direct guidance about what your soul theme animal of a or a, you know, is, you know, try to do, you know, some of what I'll be presenting here in the package are ways to open telepathy so you can gain greater awareness of what they might be trying to tell you. You know, it's not all sort of left up to me. Of course, I'm here to help. But, you know, even if you never know what their soul purpose is, just the idea of knowing that they have one, because we do know that some animals are lonely and lost because they don't know what it is, just like people. You know, a lot of times clients over the years, particularly with the, origination of the intergalactic healing system, a lot of this is I've learned in the last 8 years from that and working with the animals in that. You know, a lot of their sadness and loneliness has to come from, you know, not feeling like they have a purpose.
Right. Does Simba have a purpose?
I'm sure. I'm happy to listen again, other than be love, give love. But that's, I'll listen right now and ask, okay? So,
okay.
Michael, what is Simba's purpose, please? And are the, just for clarity, are the soul purposes in domesticated animals same or different than wild animals?
Interesting.
And people. Could you tell us that, please? He's saying, I like the way you're beginning with a bang, he's saying. Thanks. We all appreciate that. Thanks to everyone and Judy for, you know, being that. Maybe he means the green screen. I don't know.
I don't know.
We have our broken computer. Smile, I hope, and so, Michael, back to business, please. So on this idea of soul themes, are the different animal, you know, domesticated or wild? Let's just go with that. Do they have the same type of soul themes? Are the themes, the frequencies the same? He's kind of saying yes, you know, like silly question. He's saying yes, yes. Okay, let's go to Simba and then maybe have more teaching about these soul purposes for us. So Simba's soul purpose, please, in this incarnation. Okay, easy enough. Healer, teacher, magician. Okay, Michael, are the soul themes for animals the same as people? For the most part, not always. Okay, the way that the soul cords, the purposes align themselves, they're not energetically structured like people. Here's an image he's saying for us. So if we imagine that people's soul purposes are like a wavy line or wavy lines or beautiful wave, you know, ribbons or something, Michael's saying that by comparison, the domesticated and the wild animal soul cords are more complex. It has nothing to do with anything. So visually they would look like if a human being's soul cord, soul theme had 12 ribbons, generally speaking, the way it looks to us is that an animal's soul arrangement would have 24, 36, 48. And they don't look like ribbons. They're more like, and again, this is not a flat dimensional reality I'm speaking of, but they energetically, they look more like columns or rectangles, long rectangles like a block of wood, like wood that's been milled into a block, he's saying. So the way they appear, they may have the same word, if we're putting it with them, with words today, but they, in many and every other way, they're dissimilar. It's sort of like if you say, well, we're all of the human race, but she looks like this, and he looks like this, and they look like this, and so on, and this animal speaks like this, and so on. It's the same kind of thing. So as you're asking me also to finalize the idea of, are there differences between the domesticated and wild animals going further about soul themes? The answer, the guidance, it's not an answer. He's saying, I retract, for retracting that and putting it back in the trash compactor. to come out again. And so he's saying, yes, he's saying it's a bit like how far do we want to go into this divine souls? I mean, everything we say has gracious, infinite beauty, you know, gracious, infinite wisdom, depth to things, great depth, just as your ocean is deeper than you might be thinking. Mm. So to the depth that we're going at this particular point, I would say to everyone is that if you never have the awareness of what your animal soul purpose is, just speak to them and tell them you have great purpose. You're a great companion. Even those that are not your domesticated animals and companions, remind them that they have purpose because it builds self-esteem. And, yes, of course, animals can have the same type of arrangement of self-esteem particles, molecules, as human beings. There's very little separation between what the self-esteem molecule looks like with some of the animals present on your planet as those human beings. I wonder if he answered everything or we left something hanging. I'm a little lost. Not really. So, if I could go on a little bit more. If that would be
sure.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of our intent in this call today also was to share, some of you already know how to work with harmonic codes.
Yes, that's the one thing I wanted to ask you, because you said we would be touching on that, how to use them to help the animals. So if you could talk about that, I'd love it.
Yes, I'd like to give some direct codes so people have the takeaway and can, you know, help animals all over the world.
That would be great.
And so for brevity here, I suppose, harmonic codes can be vibrational, or well, they are vibrational, but they can be number codes, and they can be arrangement of objects. And what I'm going to be sharing here now, Michael uses numeric vibrational healing codes too, because numbers are kind of universally understood. In other words, you do not have to be, you know, you can work with them easily, any person of any capability, you know, even without being connected to your high self, or let's say without having clairvoyance or whatever the case may be. So that Michael always works in such a way that, and so do the other masters, you know, so that we're empowered, we're not disempowered. In fact, that's why Michael particularly sees himself as a guide. You know, he's not going to go oversteer us if we need any guidance. But so let's share with everyone, for example, one of the codes to help lions. As we know, you know, the tiger, lions, claws, teeth. Judy, you know a lot of this.
Yes.
Too. Or you probably know a huge amount of information here about still being prized possessions and cultures, and mm-hmm. Not to mention the whole aspect of hunting. And so, so for those of you that are interested and might want to work with this code, it's a number. And if you want to just listen to the replay later or jot it down now, go kind of slowly. It's a number code. So Archangel Michael tells us that the vibrational healing code to help lions collectively, this is like basic learning, okay, because all these codes, everything has infinite expansion upon it. Sometimes they might have spaces, lines, symbols. But for now, we're just going to put out there the simple collective lions. By that, I mean if you were desiring to immerse yourself into greater alchemy, and that's kind of partly too what one of these calls will be in the package if you're moved to it, and even if you're not moved to that, you know, the codes to help lions in South Africa is going to be slightly different than a healing code in another place of the world, for example. Are there codes that are different if the lions have helped them with what? Helped them from disease and disintegration of their vitality, and so on. So that's what the word collectively means, right? It's kind of like the overview.
Okay, overall. Mm-hmm.
Overall, thank you. Okay, so here's the number. 99111111506. Okay, so we know that there are boundary disputes, and Judy, you probably know this very well, and different parts of the world. There's, Michael says there's an underground network in place from Pakistan to Yugoslavia to Holland, Finland, and Czech Republic to funnel many big game animals from Kenya and other countries.
Oh.
So, and much like, other lords that funnel, whether they're funneling money or they funnel human beings, he said, use these codes to help stop this in the name of all holy things. So this is the code. A vibrational healing code to help tigers collectively in this respect. I'd like to share another one if I can.
Yes, please do.
Okay, thank you. That code is 8878919119. And maybe finally here, because we talked about the soul cords of the big animals here just for a minute ago. So the healing code to help leopards, jaguars, and cougars collectively is 00056. Then there's a space and the number is repeated. So there's a second set of 00056. And that's really as complicated as they get, in other words.
Okay, I have a request. What about the elephants?
Okay, I appreciate that. So I'm going to ask Michael what a healing code is to help elephants. Okay, so Michael, a numeric code like the others, please. Why don't we do a code for elephants, rhinoceroses, and hippos? Okay, would that be all right? Because they're kind of linked together. Michael, what would that code be, please? Okay, 777935. I think he said seven. Somebody help us here. 777. Maybe a listener will chat in what the code was.
I thought it was 777935.
Perfect. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in using the codes, and, you know, all of us want to help. I do believe that. Mother Mary, the other day, she came through. I was working with her on a call, and she said something kind of different than differently. So a lot of times we think about, and this applies to animals too, of course, but we think about our lives lacking something, you know, or our wounds come from outside someone hurting us, or an animal too, you know, they've been hurt by others. And if we can help, just tell your animals this, you know, think of this yourself, tell them, they understand some understand more than others, of course, about because of where they are in the spectrum of evolution, I guess we could say. But, you know, and it also, not only that, but some of them, of course, it just like, you know, if you when you speak to them and you use the codes distantly, so of course you don't have to be near an elephant to use these harmonic healing codes. You could be thousands of miles away. In most cases, you probably will be. But so the point I wanted to just share with her, Mother Mary's beautiful way of explaining it is that rather than see us as sort of defenseless, this includes animals too, is that we have more love to give than most of us are giving.
Mm.
We have more love to give than most of us are giving. She said it's like a flow of water. Imagine a flow of water being blocked by a wall. And it was so beautiful, I thought, the way to it takes everything. I mean, it, for me anyway, it made it all well. So if you're working with your animals, let's just, or yourself, help the animal. They don't need to necessarily know their soul purpose. It could be helpful, you know, if they're sad, depressed, maybe that's a part of why they are. So a part of it might be that they want to go to their soul home. That's the advantage of, you know, systems like the Star Healing System, so that they can go and be reunited with their soul families and so on. In some cases, just like people, they get clouded up with all the similar types of things as human beings, fears, worries, dysfunction lands in the body. Memories of past lives, and so they may not be able to hear you as clearly, and some of that energy might kind of bounce off as you speak to them, but keep speaking to them, even if you don't know their purpose. You're purposeful. You're blessed in our lives. Thank you for this, so on and so forth. And if you have a desire to know something of that nature, of their soul purpose, if you cannot go inside and get that information for yourself, you know, then ask. I mean, but just the reassurance that we all have a purpose, and as Mary said, if we think about ourselves and our animals, and the animals, speaking to the animals too, and particularly the bovines, Michael's saying right now, this message is particularly for the bovines, okay? No one is a victim, right? No one is a victim. Just think about this. If the animals can be of greater service, that's what the soul theme can do. Be of greater service. That's an example of Mary's statement of giving more love. It's really, everything is all about mm-hmm. that, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what it, and however way you talk about different things, it really all does come back to that. And in some cases, of course, we know animals, just like people, have been implanted with implants to keep them separate from source. This was done thousands of years ago by the Anunnaki and maybe some others to keep, you know, us slaves or enslaved. And so this is what, in part, what the sort of, I guess we'll call it a movement of ascension is about, allowing animals and ourselves, helping them in some cases when it's needed, return to source. So that there's no separation, so that the implants are not there, so that the mm-hmm. layers of past lives that don't serve them are not there, and so on. And so that animals can come to a knowingness of what their soul theme is. Many times in a session, for example, a healing session, the owner may not know, but the animal may know what their soul theme is and share that with us. And, of course, we're happy to pass that along, but it, you know, it's all a matter of degrees, where the animal is in their journey and to some extent what their age is. So if I could, can I go on to something else? If you want to guide
I want to ask you first here, Karen touched something that touched on something that touches me. Why are the wolves being so attacked, hunted, and killed? Is there a code for them?
Okay,
by
thank
grief
you.
For the killing, shooting of mute swans, and would love a code to help them. And then, which made
okay,
me
wait,
think
let
of
me,
also.
Let me try to, wait, if you don't mind, please. Let me get the code. I wanted to, you know, for the wolves, okay? And ask Michael why the wolves are being hunted, I believe she's asking. And the code.
Yeah, hunted and killed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. So, Michael, why is here's before I turn it over to Michael, a lot of times, you know, these why questions, when we look at something that's out of order, archangels and masters, they don't, and I guess divine light beings for that matter too, we don't usually spend a lot of time examining why. You know, it's like, why wonder why something's broken? Michael would rather fix it. And
fix
she's
it,
asking, then. I am not taking a, it's not a personal commentary, it's just that, you know, it's the concept, if we reflect on what's wrong, he may say why, and you may, well, okay, we'll have a basis of understanding maybe why again, but of course the greater good is what she's asking is, you know, how can we transform it? So it's very seldom that you'll find Michael particularly going on about, well, why did this occur? What is this block from? I mean, we just usually go in and try to transmute it and so on. But it's a very interesting
right.
question. I'm happy to see what he might have to say. Michael, what about this about the wolves, Michael? And I know there's wolves of all types in many places in the world. Just give us a global idea, please. Okay. Well, he's saying my counsel to you might be the same as if I say to you, why are fish hunted? You know, originally, why are, oh, let me go back and finish that, he's saying. Why is any animal hunted? It has to, the original concept of human creation, as I come to know it, was that there was not supposed to be a consumption of the animal in any form or fashion by the human populace. That was constructed by dark forces, again, as a form of enslavement, a dependency of sort, and also a bit of trickery was involved there. So the hunting of the wolves, I guess an aspect that you might not think I might be saying, the wolves themselves are carriers of information from all animals are, for that matter, one would say, information, their source, right? Everything is in that way. But wolves themselves are particularly being hunted, and the awareness of them being hunted, that's what's increased. It's not so much as I feel that the numbers have, but the awareness of them have increased. So with that being said, part of the reason is because there are forces guiding this. And the forces that are guiding this know, have a knowingness, and the forces are interstellar in nature. They have a, there is a plan. That's why we call this the mightiest time of transformation on planet Earth and all of those within her, so that the plan of darkness will not prevail on the Earth. So the reason is that many of the wolf species are ancient in their knowing, and many of them do have codes within them that come from Jupiter. And presently, Jupiter is the main primary planetary influence, and everyone is working together. It's just a concept. It's just a point, not to belabor, he's saying. But there are those outside of the Earth plane that know that if they disrupt the wolves, they'll disrupt a lot in the ecological chain. It's sort of like picking where. And because they are so critical in many of the ecosystems, that's why. That's why. He's saying, why would there be a mass extinction of moles, God bless moles, and all those of small harboring, I think he's saying, he means small animals. Well, because the wolves stand in the place of having knowledge coded from Jupiter, and because of their earth plane, where they fall in the ecological chain in the animal kingdom. That is why. So at this time, a healing code to help those would be, help those wolves would be 7 7 5 9 6 2 5 1.
7 7 5 9 6 2 5 1. Okay, great. Could he quickly give us one for dolphins and whales?
Well, yes, sure, because We know how many, because we know how much wisdom is contained within
right.
them. So let's see. Let's go maybe with let's go with dolphins first. Also, thoughts coming to my mind about you know, all the condors, the big birds. They all have codes within them, crystalline codes too, and so they're working far and with our evolution, particularly. So if we need if we get time to do a code there. So how about as you say, asking how about a code for the dolphins, Michael? Well, first of all, he wants to say many of them are wearing energetic laurel wreaths around their necks. And the laurel wreaths are helping them. You know, there are many, many tools of, let's say, help and that are going on. Every little bit does help. So the codes themselves will, if you're envisioning this, some of you may already see this. The code that we'll be using will kind of, or imagine this in your creative natural abilities, the numbers will be, in most cases, kind of floating upright around the necks of them, on hovering, let's call it, integrating with the laurel wreaths that have been placed around them. So they will go, they will be in a circular manner. The other codes that I shared were, could be conceived as, you know, very just, without image, left to right, you might say, more static. These, because of the nature of the work that these magnificent creatures are doing, the arrangement will be slightly different. So in your minds, if you go to use this code, then you could imagine this, and you'd be placing the codes in the best possible resonance. Do not worry if you do not. There are wonderful magnetic forces that will align the codes in the best order. So with that in mind, imagining these blessed friends with the laurel wreaths around their neck, the code in a circular fashion clockwise, starting anywhere, a starting position in your mind matters little, would be, oh, this is an easy one. He just said a circle of eight, 5 8s. So 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. Okay, circled around. Okay, that would be the code, healing code, energetic code to help the dolphins. Judy, did she say whales? Was that the other one?
I said and the dolphins and whales is what I interjected
oh.
there. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we can finish and go on to another topic. Now,
how
we do this is just people repeat those numbers, and that. Is there anything special to do with
them? Yes, you can visualize them. You
okay.
know, like Michael just walked us through that image there. That's probably simplest. That's how we're mostly
just visualize the animal group when you say
yes.
these numbers.
Yes.
Okay,
uh-huh.
great. Wonderful,
yep.
wonderful. Okay, yep. And so for the whales?
Okay, let's do the whales, and then we'll move to wherever you'd like to go. Maybe we'll talk about how animals can be psychically attacked. So
okay, great.
But Michael, on the whales, what about the whales, please? Okay, this is kind of interesting, I think. Beautiful. Michael's saying they have a yellow ribbon around them.
Oh.
Yeah. Some of you have seen this. Some of you have felt this. If not, go back the next time you're in their presence. And some of you don't even need to be in their presence. And see if you can't feel the vibration of the yellow ribbon. The yellow ribbon was placed around them collectively about 16 years ago. Would that be 2012? Oh, that was about 16 years ago.
Yeah, that's around 2012. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Around, you know, around, because we're going into 2018. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. So for the, what was the purpose of that, please? Hope, hope, hope. Okay, the yellow ribbon is for hope. So, okay, so they have a yellow ribbon, and the code for the whales, Michael, would be please. Okay, he said all sevens. So unlike the dolphins that were all eights,
okay.
5 8s, I believe, these would be all sevens. And how many sevens? Okay, he's saying as many as you want to place.
Okay.
Okay, now he's just stretching us into the alchemist that we are, okay? So, and just giving us free will there. So if you want to place one, or you want to, are you know or or drawn and know to give five or ten,
okay?
So that would be that.
Well, thank you, Michael, for those codes. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll use those. Now, Kelly, let's address our animal psychically attacked.
Okay. Well, many of you probably already know this. Maybe you have your own experiences. I can speak for my own, and I can speak from experience with working with others. So, yes, of course they can. Yes, of course they can. And the brighter the light, the more likely they might be. Okay,
it's just
like your porch light on. You know, the moths come to the flame. So, well,
yes.
So, of course, and there are many ways to offset this, or prevent this, or both. But here's kind of. I don't know if it's extreme or not, but let's go to the kind of deeper matter that I know. There are animals that are being used as robots on the earth plane to disrupt. That's what they're used. That's what they are. I don't know the number of them. I don't know how prevalent they are, but I have experience where, there was disharmony in a house and, one of the animals was causing the disturbance, and so when we looked at it and asked why, Michael said, because the animal's a robot, the dog's a robot. And he was placed in there. He was placed in there to create havoc. So, it may be a very isolated kind of thing, even in that kind of extremity, let's say, it doesn't happen very often. There's always... That's why multiple forms of protection are very important for our animals, too, right? Not just ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a variety of ways to do this. Sometimes placing a violet cloak, Saint Germain's violet cloak or coat over them and tying it with a golden ribbon, okay, will work and help.
Sometimes
one form of protection isn't enough. Or elevation. Sometimes, as Michael says, multiple forms. That's in some cases. That's why the elevation of our home space matters mightily. And some of you, I know, know this teaching from Michael before about your homes. But if you haven't, and even if you do, it's so important. Cannot be understated, because shenanigans can go in and enter into our houses. And affect our animals. Of course they can. They can affect our animals as they can affect us. Here's a real life story too. Maybe a couple weeks ago, Amigo, as I mentioned, he's got a high level job here to do on Earth. And more than once over in the last year's time, he was right in front of me and he got attacked right in front of me and yelped. I didn't see who or what attacked him, but I know it was. You know, he yelped, he cowered, he ran away, and, so something was, so I didn't have something fully open, I didn't have something correctly attuned. I wasn't maybe giving up enough love. I wasn't covering Amigo enough. I wasn't reminding Amigo perhaps about how powerful he is or any number of things for this to occur. And interestingly enough, when these types of things may occur, at least for me and maybe some of you, they tend to do it when it's noticeable, so, as if it were to frighten us, which there is no such thing. So even if your world isn't exactly like mine, let's just say on a smaller level, animals, need energetic and they'll benefit from energetic protection and also elevation. So the elevation, even if you're not drawn to anything that I'm saying and talking about today or in the package, praise them. Do what you can to keep their light bodies elevated high, so the likelihood that your home, keep your home elevated high, keep them energetically elevated, teach them how to say love and kindness to themselves as we teach them in a star healing session. Teach them to be grateful. Say these things to them themselves. give them a mission. If you don't know what their purpose is and you're out of work all day and you know they're bored and lonely, just tell them you're deserving and you give them a mission. Tell them to use the healing codes for something. You know, do everything known so that they can live and thrive and be, and the light will overcome and overtake, so that there will not be, soon enough, there will not be this, what Michael calls this battle, this unseen battle of lightness versus darkness. But of course, the answer is definitely yes. And in some cases, when they, just like with people, when if the attack comes about or the attachment, you know, happens, animals can get attachments, of course, just like people. And when they do, things are not well. Of a variety of nature, right? Attachments are not placed in there to do well. They're, the attachments enter in when there's a lack of love. And they can stay there, and they can change and transform any animal's path or from what they're from living just totally pure, blissful lives, one without disease, one without fear.
Oh, this is so interesting, Kelly. There's so much to talk about. Wow. What about, how does the upgrading of Mother Earth's DNA affect the plant and animal kingdom's DNA upgrade? Because they're going through that right now, too.
I'd love to share what I know also about this, if that's wonderful. Because connecting with Mother Earth is just the greatest. You know, we can all do that, you know, and if you're doing light work, you almost have to do it even more than before, I think. Don't you, Judy? Like, I have to be outside. Our pets have to be outside. There's Michael tells us things to do to support the animal kingdom so that the animals that are younger, let's say under the, all of our animals, but let's say under the age of 12 approximately, you know, they need to be playful. They need to be outside. They need to get the healing frequencies of the earth, I think even more so than ever before. The only caveat to that is, you know, look up in the sky and see what the sky looks like. If the sky is full of chemtrails and barium and aluminum and stuff, it may not be a day. That, by the way, too, is coming to a close. Michael shares that reaffirming with us. But anyway, you asked me more to talk about Mother Earth, and so
being the DNA, how that affects the animals.
So I would like to say, what I'd like to read here from Michael's Book of Animals just for a minute. Okay, so Mother Earth says, I feel very much as though that there are, wait just a second here. Okay, well, first of all, let's just back up and know that we know in our understanding that Mother Earth's own DNA is being vibration, you know, is spinning faster. This is old news. But in that perspective, she says, I will not be able to talk about a book of animals without talking about the upgraded DNA in them. So I determined it as part of my job to lay the foundation in your minds as it pertains to the human population. Although, of course, DNA cannot be upgraded in the animal kingdom and not the plant kingdom, and in the plant kingdom and not the human kingdom, and so on. This upgrade has to do with the elevation of my frequency, this is Mother Earth speaking, which will support new forms of life. I could talk about that, too, if we get that far. And it already is, to which we may have already been witnessing. Just as there are new stones and crystals coming to our planet, there are new species of plants and there are new species of animals coming to our planet. So Mother Earth continues and says that the ultimate plan is to go through at least 3,500 animals, animal by animal, and share their wisdom. You see, in the infinite wisdom to share with each and every one of you is that the vision of family, the vision of animals on the other side, what we might call the fifth dimensional heaven component, is going to be something to be encouraging and enriching for everyone, because the soil that you walk upon with this higher encoded vibrational DNA with more love has been either implanted into your DNA, or some of you simply find it in your hearts to be more loving, or the animals do. Imagine that the loving energy pours through the soles of your feet and your animals' feet through the topsoil. That's partly why Michael suggests that our animals and the, you know, spend more time outside so that they can integrate those love vibrations for miles and miles. And some of them are below the surface. Some of them, of course, go down to the core of our magnetic fields. And that's occurring already. To talk about this a little bit, just to add another piece of that, and that is not everyone, as Michael says, is going to be, and every animal, is going to be integrating the upgraded DNA. We're not implying that the minute your pet walks out on Mother Earth, that DNA is going to be automatically upgraded. I don't know that. The teaching is that there's potential for it, and depending on the animal, and depending upon where on the earth, and, you know, if you're walking your dog and you're on concrete and you're by, you know, electrical towers and the like, and if the animal's sick, and, you know, it will be on its way to be upgrading, but it may not be fully and complete, just to make that a point, if I can. So I'd like to go on and make also this talk about the crystalline energy and the pure, what we talk about is the pure fifth dimensional, pure love, crystalline energy, not only from the fifth dimension to the ninth, but the way that the animals are upgrading their DNA depends on the species of animals also. It depends whether they're a marine animal, depends if they're a land animal, and it depends if it's a bird. So we didn't really talk about birds too much. I'd like to ask Michael something about the bird colonies, if I can, for a moment about this. And talk about maybe the waves of how these things are coming to them. Michael, especially exactly about the DNA upgrades for the birds. Many of us love birds of all types, may have some in our homes, maybe not. Love them, embrace them if we do happen to have them and they're not in the wild. Well, is there a point here to be learned about the DNA in the birds? Okay, he's saying right there, they will come last. There's sort of a high hierarchy that I have not designed. I'm just an observer of this. Everything has a divine plan, of course. It's unfolding in a divine plan. But because of the nature of the body of the creature themselves, animals will come last because they're of denser nature. It sort of makes sense if you're following the idea of density and lightness. They've actually asked to be upgraded last. So you say, well, many of them will never walk on the soil of the earth. How can they benefit from Mother Earth vibrational? And they do it energetically by the currents of the wind. They do not have to walk on the earth as the land animals do to help themselves get their quotient, as we're calling it now, or their sustenance of source. So many of them fly on the corridors of particles of light, unseen and unnoticed by most human eyes. But there's a spectrum of light and energy currents that many of the winged birds that fly in the skies have a knowingness about. They are clearly identified with it. And so, as incredulous as it may seem to some of them have advanced knowing to the point that if, much like a human being, you might know that you're depleted with your energy and you might go into a meditative state. So they have a knowingness at times that they can go to an energetic resting place in the skies of the earth plane on a particular winds of compassion or the winds of regeneration. There's different types of winds. Even if there's no wind present, there's still always movement. So they have clear awareness of where these, oh, he's saying now it's like, okay, let's make it, lighten it up and make it fun. Like if you know you have a desire to go to Starbucks, where the nearest Starbucks is. Good to know, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, really. Oh, my gosh. Love this interview.
So they have a knowingness of where to go to get regenerated when their tank feels a little low.
Oh, my. Kelly, okay, are you complete on that topic?
I think so.
Okay, because, you know, the time is just running away. I mean, the Earth's spinning faster, and I think we are too. I mean, really, it's like, whoa, you know, we're so. I, you know, you have, when I think I wrote to you that you have put everything in your package except the kitchen sink because you add so much in it. And I really want to share it with people. There are so many questions here. And so I know they could get their questions answered if they want to work with you. And so let's go over that and then we'll come back and we'll take some questions. So
okay,
I know you're
sure.
A very busy lady, so we, let's just, so at her special offer today is at jazzupyourlifewithjudy.com/Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and the number 12. It's a divinely given teaching systems and tools for your ascension and your animals. There is so much in this, so much, that it's just, there are over 13 MP3s, 8 PDFs, 4 coupons for training programs and everything. So let's go over this, Kelly. First of all, the item is 60-minute star healing intergalactic energy healing private one-on-one remote session. And
okay, well, I'm
this is for
happy,
okay. Go ahead. You
happy
explain.
Happy to describe this. So those of you that might be new to the system have never brought an animal. Maybe you've experienced yourself, but have never brought an animal forward, it certainly would be my great pleasure to, you know, help them in any and all ways possible. You do not need to be present if you're curious for a session. If you got a busy life, you know, we do scheduling for live time through email, so that's logistically how it would go for any of this live time. I have a limited number of live time appointments here that I've kind of set aside for Judy's audience. And so it is a system that is, there's so much in here. I can't talk about the system probably as long as I want to and get callers. But, you know, it is,
I know, there's
it is a
go
system
ahead.
That can help turn back healing in animals, aging in human and animals. It's a system that will update chakra systems. There's reasons for this. It is a system that can be given more than once, so if your animal or yourself have had a level one many times, there are certain conditions, Michael says, even as strong as the system is, there might be a need for a second attunement or a third. And sometimes animals, when they come forward, you know, what they know and what they've said over the years is just incredible to me. A lot of the horses in the horse community have been waiting years ago, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. We saw and felt herds of horses just running when the first equine healing was done and telling us, you know, we've been waiting. So the first item, though, I believe is for people, although animal healing, I think, is also in here. So we do need to hear each other. It's done from anywhere around the world. That's where most of my work is done, although I'm, you know, for the healing aspect anyway. So you can read through all the, you know, benefits. I want to try to get through this kind of quickly, though, so we can take some calls. I'm scrolling through all these testimonials.
I know. You got so many testimonials.
Oh, my God. I'm so blessed.
And then I know, and well, and you have been blessing people. That's why, and animals. That's why you have so many testimonials.
Let's see. Thank you.
Practitioner certification
okay.
online course.
Yes, it's always my. It's part of my mission to spread the Star Healing Intergalactic Energy System that's been on the planet now 8 years in January. So, unlike many that are kind of popping up here lately, and that's all, and that's a wonderful thing as well. What the benefit of being on the planet 8 years is that more documented results, you know, more, because of length of Earth time in many cases. So that is an online course. You do need to have some level of healing experience. It's an advanced healing system. I just finished a session earlier with an individual, and she saw and she was taken back to source, and Saint Germain led her to different journeys, and I'm not sure if we were on the ninth dimension or what dimension, but it was just the wonderful thing. So I'm happy if you want to send me an email. You know, there's a lot of literature that would be given about, there's guidebooks, how the training is experienced. There's practice sessions that need to be done on individuals. I'm blessed to say Japan will be coming up again, and I'll be certifying more healers in Japan and England and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so item 3, Celestial Tapestries. It's an MP3. You can just maybe read through there, okay? Item
spiritual
4, developing your...
From spiritual teachings from Michael, and the item 4 is developing your intuition, which is great for life in general and also for listening to your animals.
Uh-huh, thank
so,
you.
Yeah, and then the next one is 60 minutes of heal your pets and improve telepathic connection.
Yeah.
That's another one. So that's that. And then item 6 is the ascended spaces. Tell us about that, because I know you have some things in there that are quite, the word sweet comes to mind, but things to do in your homes that are very, very, very easy to do. Very easy
well,
to do.
Yeah,
very
thanks.
Easy to do.
Thank you. Maybe you're referring to the candy, bowl of candies Archangel Michael recommends.
Well, aren't there also bowls of oranges?
Well, they're lemons.
Oh, lemons. Yes, lemons. Yes, yes.
Yeah, lemons.
Which reminds me, I need to get some lemons. Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, that system, too, was downloaded to me about 8 years ago now, maybe 7. And it's not smudging and saging. I keep presenting it to people because it is so vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
I had not reattuned my home before my dog got attacked, and, you know, I don't need to overanalyze anything too much. It's what's the point of that? But something was amiss for him, you know, to have that experience. And so it does help create abundance. It does and can help a person sell a home sooner if it's elevated, and it can increase other forms of abundance, love, harmony, joy, all forms of prosperity. And as Judy said, I like to think it's very simple, and it's a creative form of healing our home space. And so that's what that is. There's an audio version so you can hear some of the questions that kind of routinely have popped up over the years. So to, you know, get greater clarity on that, and then as well as the guidebook. But it's not, if you're not experienced it yet, it's not anything nearly as complex as feng shui.
No, that's why I said it is very simple. I mean, get a bowl and put lemons in it. I mean, that,
yeah,
that's simple. And that's
yeah.
kind of like what it's like. So
there's more to it than that, though, you know.
Oh,
but,
yeah, there's more. Yeah, I know there's more to it than that. But
you
it,
know, the other thing is, Michael explains why we're doing something, you know. He doesn't just say get the lemons, or he doesn't say just do this, or just do, you know. He gives us the reasons, which, you know, we need information of why something's being done. That's the advantage, I think, of the star system. The way it's presented to animals is because I'll be telling them what's going on, and in many cases they'll be telling me what they see and me what they feel and so on. So anyway, knowledge is power, I guess, as they say.
Right.
The next couple items.
Our knowledge and power. Beyond
yes.
2012, yes.
Yes.
Those
well,
were live
I,
lectures. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can read about topics other than, of course, what we talked about today. Item 9. I've presented Introductory Level 1, Archangel Michael's Star Healing Intergalactic Training Manual for Small Animals. So it's not the full, what do they say, full, what's that word, or the, you know, the full Maloney or
it's the whole enchilada or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not the full enchilada. You know, the system's too advanced. It wouldn't be appropriate for you know, to just lop it on out there in its entirety. But it is a beginning to help people help their pets.
Yeah, they get value from it. And then item 10 is understanding rainbow, indigo, crystalline, Atlantean children, and young adults.
That's Archangel Michael's wisdom on those topics, which would be fascinating. And then the item 11 is Beyond 2012, The Truth from Archangel Michael. So that is one her second book.
Yes.
That was her second book. And then we have, $100. Oh, this is a coupon, $100 off the Ascent of Spaces online practitioner certification course. So a person could actually become certified and teach this themselves. So all of this, we could be talking for a lot longer on this. It's a value of $1,300, and she's offering it for an investment of $147. And from this, you could be starting a new career if you really wanted to. Yeah, the Ascended Spaces course. I mean, you could do this for friends and make a little money on the side.
Some people, are already space attuners, or, they already are feng shui practitioners, but they want to add something else, or they want to, look for something that is different from what they've been doing. And so real estate agents are coming forward. I do have a growing list of practitioners all over the world. So it's an online course.
Great, and
for a while now.
Yeah, so then in the next package, there's a discount coupon for $75 off a trip that she is taking to Glastonbury, England, and the St. Michael Ley Line Retreat. That's in June of 2018. You can read about that, and there's a discount coupon for $75 off that.
Yes, this package B includes all of A, so the choices are A, B, and B. So I'm excited. I haven't been to Glastonbury yet. I've been led to do that. So we'll have a small group. People are already signing up. It's half full. We've got a van, and the van is only so big.
That will be fun.
If it moves you, ask me more about it,
right.
The newsletter is detailed. I can send you the newsletter, but it should be fabulous.
And
coupon, when I go to return to Mount Shasta for that trip, it'll be in August. You can read more about that.
And there's $75
30 minutes
off
of
that.
Channeled time with Michael, Saint Germain, any Ascended Master, the Council of Nine. Looks beautiful, by the way, Judy.
Thank you. I will pass that along to my web designer. That's a 30-minute. That's fantastic. That's included in this. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yes. Then visualization tools and teachings from Archangel Michael to manifest your desires. So what you do, is you purchase the package. Then you use this, and then you can find yourself going to Mount Shasta and England.
That's right.
All right?
That's right. That's how it works.
And then she's going to have two live coaching calls for alchemists around the globe.
Right.
And these one is in December 9th, and the other one is in January.
Right, and like most calls, they'll be recorded, so if you're not able to do
right,
that live.
Right, so that it doesn't, yeah.
But we're going to talk about Stonehenge and the Chalice Well, and Michael's line is also Mary's line, and we'll work with Merlin. We'll be taking your questions and answers. We'll be doing alchemy work and giving exercises through that call. The second one will be, there's different items that are also kind of included, documents, PDFs,
right.
MP3s that are included in there that you can see that you get in addition to the call. I'm happy to share them. There's a bigger body of work. It keeps just growing. And so the second call, as Judy said, we'll be talking. You can read through here if you're wanting to dig deeper into knowing about things, working as an alchemist. We might want to talk about Nibiru. Planet X, what's really going to happen in part of this call. We might want to be working with the King Anuki that I met from Lemuria when we were inside Telos. We can work with anybody, really. The group can direct our call on what we learn.
Oh, what they want to really learn. That's great. And included is sacred geometry, learning about sacred geometry. And the Gentle Giant teaching instruction from Archangel Michael. And then Ashtar, the Galactic Commander of Light. It's a channeling also from there.
and channeling of Gaia. Oh, wow. I skip over anything. So that is, and then she's also including a Mount Shasta meditation in this. I hit my computer and it flipped
over.
Well,
that's right. We're just sharing another bonus about
the magnificent
Book of Animals. You can read all about Mother Earth, the beautiful guide.
And then there's another bonus. It's the Star Healing Intergalactic Energy Equine.
Mm-hmm.
So the horse people. And just to know about them, they're fascinating animals. So all of this, it's like I said, and then Mount Shasta, healing meditation. That's an extra bonus. Kelly, you amaze me. Okay, so all of Package A plus everything that we were just talking about now. This is packed. Like I wrote to her, I said, you put everything in except the kitchen sink. It was like, really, Kelly? And this is a value of $2,350, and she's offering it for only $248. And there's a two payment option, too. So if that's not something you want to pay for right now, you could take the two pay option and pay now and then 124 and then 124 in 30 days. So go through all of this. Like I said, there is so much packed into this package, and all of these testimonials, you'll be very enlightened about her work. So thank you, Kelly, so very much. That is that Jez.
My great pleasure. As Michael says in the Book of Animals, as much as we might love our dogs and cats, the horses were instrumental in the development and the civilization of our world. So we can't forget them. I own two horses myself. I love their energy. They have so much to teach us. And as Michael said, we kind of sort of owe it to them to give them back some services they've given to humanity over the years.
They are phenomenal. So I like people to experience how you work with people. So let us go here. We are going to go to Georgia, the last four digits, 6293. And because of time, please give us your name and then also just state your question and in a succinct manner, please.
Hi, Judy. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Kelly. I just wanted to ask about my dog, Katie, and what her sole purpose or anything you might pick up on her.
Okay.
Thank you.
What kind of dog is she?
She is a Cocker Spaniel Dachshund mix.
Aww.
Oh, my.
Cute. Okay, name's
send
Katie.
Send me a picture.
Yeah, send us a picture. Katie is her name?
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. I'll be happy to listen. Michael, dear Katie, what's her sole purpose in this incarnation? Anything of significance to share, please? He wants to say she's a happy little thing, he's saying. And she has a buoyant soul, he's saying, buoyant, bouncy, happy. She's happiest when she's sleeping, he's saying. That's just a joke for you, he's saying. But back to seriousness, Michael. Her soul theme would be what, please? Healer, teacher, humanitarian is her blended soul theme in this incarnation. So he's saying, with that being said, you could give her, I'll suggest something. You could, it's not a right or wrong. I'd like to suggest where she could do her healing work because she's asking me for this. But you could have her do it somewhere else too, okay, he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one and only, but at this time her soul is asking for this. So he's saying, I would like her to extend her healing to Damascus, he's saying. I'm asking her to work with the animal kingdom in Damascus. That would be well and good. That's a portal or a place where energy, healing energy, is needed. You can tell her this, although she's hearing this at this moment. But I like to empower you. Okay. Okay. And then I think even you will have an opportunity to learn where Damascus is, he's saying.
Okay.
Okay. And,
I've been there.
You have? Okay, maybe a lot of us will learn where Damascus is after this. But
okay, that's great. So, okay, is he complete with Karen then?
Well, no, but I guess we should be or could be. But
okay.
There's something.
Is there anything vital that needs to be shared with Karen?
Well, only a joke, another joke, you know, it works.
No, laughter is the best medicine. Let's hear it, Michael.
He wants to know when he's going to be invited over for dinner.
Anytime.
Okay, thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my heavens.
That's the best way to say it, yeah.
Oh, my heavens. And now we are going, San Antonio. I've been asking if people who live in San Antonio. San Antonio, 5275, and your name and your question in a succinct manner, please. Hello?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello?
What is your name, please? Hello, yes. What is your
Diane
name,
Mallett?
Hi, Diane.
Oh, hi. Hi, Kelly.
And
hi.
What is your
so
question
you
for Kelly?
Okay. So I'd like to know what my dog's purpose is. Sarah, she's a pit bull hunting dog mix, but she only weighs about 40 pounds, light brown.
Okay.
Sure. I'd like to know what her purpose is.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to ask. Michael, what is her sole purpose, please? Teacher. He's saying teacher, through and through teacher. Okay, teacher. Not teacher, but one word, teacher. Okay? So with that being said, you might find that she's curious about a lot of things. She's investigating, and if she isn't, she's just a little under the weather. So give her things to discover so that she can teach them. So you can share, you can verbally share these things with her. I actually like the idea of where you both are together, of giving her an object. Let's go back to something in the world, like a map of Nova Scotia, let's say, and place it under her, near her, put it under her paw or something, and she will start to integrate and absorb the energy from Nova Scotia and know what she's supposed to do there. Again, she's lacking a little direction. But that doesn't have to be the only place where you guide her. You might want to start there for a reason that I'm bringing it forward. But after that, perhaps let's say another week, because teacher, whatever soul theme they have, of course, as human beings, it will be with them throughout their incarnation. So it's not as though I feel as though she'll get bored with just one mission, let's say, just one area, Nova Scotia. So once you have that knowingness of when she's finished with that work, it's like a book. Think of this teaching for her and yourself like a book. If it's a really good book, she's going to want to go back and reread it again. So some of these areas she will be revisiting, but you want to have enough books there to keep her interest. So if you're looking for another idea for her, again, it could be a map. It doesn't have to be a physical book, just something physical that will place her in the area, okay? I also feel as though she has an affinity for lost animals that get lost and they cannot find their way home. So anything that has to do with a forest, could be even a inner city street kind of image, vibration you know, to connect with, she'll be able to do more work there and teach those, what's the purpose? To teach those animals how to find them their ways back home.
Okay. Can we teach her to quit going after the squirrels in the yard? Because I really dislike it when she kills things.
Yes, she's doing this out of her need not being met of a soul theme. She's doing it out of aggression that's being built up. Just funnel that to what I'm asking you to do, and that should take care of that.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love you, Kelly. Thank you for coming forward
with
everything.
Okay, Diane, thank you so very much. You know, we are out of time. I'm sorry, everyone. There's so many questions, and I was going to next to go to the webcast, but Kelly's a very busy woman and has some obligations, so we have to sign off now. Kelly, thanks. This is, you know, you have some interesting information with Michael and his jokes. I mean, I guess maybe I should invite him for dinner tonight. Anyway.
See if he shows up. He may. And you know, friends, he can show up in multiple places at once.
Oh,
right? So
I know.
So if everybody puts the plate out for our blessed beloved saint, you know.
Right,
great.
Exactly, exactly. So just quickly, any closing words for our wonderful guests who've been listening?
See if he has a prayer for the animal kingdom. Michael,
okay.
Could you close our time here with a prayer for the animal kingdom?
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, he's saying the purpose of lowering one's head is so that the light can touch in unity. It has nothing to do with any religious doctrine or other programming that may have been placed in the human and animal consciousness. So if we imagine our heads lowered, friends, imagine our animal friends with us, and those that we don't even know as our animal friends will be in the unity consciousness or the unity web, as I would say. So with that statement being shared at this time, we ask in the holiest of the high councils, we ask this in all the domains that exist on this plane and the other domains, in the outer atmospheres of the inner earth, in the outer atmospheres that link us to all the multiple galaxies and all the regions and the life forms, the animal life forms, and all the star systems, including Andromeda, including Sirius, including many of the star systems not even yet known and realized by humans, as well as the tiny little mouse that might be at our feet or in our closet. We bless all these animal forms with the greatest violet, blue flame, Christ consciousness, not light that can be had at this time on the planet. We ask for our acceptance of those animals that might be seen as pests and pestilence. We send them love and kindness as we send those to our most favored and beloved cats and dogs, horses, goats, etc. in the world. We ask for divine intervention if any animal has created such a dense soul chart that they're undergoing hardships. We ask for divine intervention that these lessons be extricated at this time. We ask this in the holy council of all those that are. We ask this in your humblest name. We ask this in the eternal flame of light. I think he was going to say more, but he's sending over some healing now. He's just saying now, peace be with you.
And so it is. Thank you, thank
so
you,
it
thank
is.
You. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that, Michael. Thank you so very much, Kelly, for coming on the show. There's so many other questions, and there were some questions I wanted to ask you. So it's been great. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, and Michael. Thank you, Michael, for sharing your wisdom. And we love you and appreciate you. And love and appreciate everyone who joined us today. So thank you for joining us. And remember to spread the love. That's who you are. And spread those codes for the animals, too. Don't forget the animals. Much love.